Oh, snaps!
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
So this question comes in from Aaron, and Aaron has a dog named Jade. Jade's 4 years old, a Shepherd Belgian Malinois Lab mix, about 45 pounds. She's very active. She's been on raw since March of 2019, so not a long time, but she is on raw, so good for you, Aaron. In December this year, Dr. Jasek, Jade was diagnosed with discospondylitis. And so this is in the back. And since you're the vet, will you explain what discospondylitis?
Discospondylitis. So basically this is an inflammation along the spinal column. And in this dog's case, it actually ended up being infectious. So you can actually get infections in the bone. So this is in the bone and probably like the vertebrae surrounding. So we know we have discs in between the vertebrae. So like the area of the vertebrae there around the disc, without seeing, I'm sure they saw this on x-rays. I can't speak to the exact location, but basically it's in the spine, the bone and or the disc tissue. So the discs are these little spongy cartilaginous structures as if between the vertebrae that provide a cushion. And so this dog evidently had a really nasty infection in these, these structures in its spine.
Right. And so what they did was that they put Jade on IV antibiotics for a week in the hospital, along with a fentanyl drip because the dog was in so much pain. And you might see this if your dog is lethargic, can't jump, sort of maybe yelps when it moves around, that it's having some back problems. But the concern of this pet parent, Erin, is that they are suggesting that she continue with antibiotics for at least 6 months, probably a year. And so her question, Dr. Jasek, is what is this going to do to Jade's gut biome? And is there anything at all that she can do to assist in the health of the gut biome if she's going to be on antibiotics for a year?
Yeah, so that's a real long time. So that's going to have a devastating effect on the gut microbiome. And one thing, and bone infections are tough. It can take time for them to, to resolve. But I think I would be questioning all along the way, how are they monitoring response? And does the dog truly need to be on the antibiotics that long? Because I just see sometimes where dogs are just left on antibiotics just because, well, the dog's doing great at 6 months, but let's do a couple more months just to be on the on the safe side. So it may not be necessary. So, just be asking that question, how is your veterinarian deciding how long the dog needs to be on the antibiotics? With bone infections, they do sometimes need to be on a little bit longer term to get it to clear up. As far as the gut, so, the most important thing with the microbiome is feeding the bacteria that we want to grow. So, staying on the raw diet, of course, the raw diet and a large variety of animal parts, as we've talked about. So you want to be rotating your proteins, rotating in different organs. Tripe is tremendous. I'd probably, feed a good amount of tripe. I know some dogs, like, you get a little too much tripe in the diet and they'll get a soft stool, and that my dogs are like that. But I would get as much tripe in as you can. Tripe is like a natural probiotic. It's got natural enzymes. It's very, very supportive for the intestinal tract. And I would give the dog probiotics. If we know that we are kind of wiping out the natural microbiome, I would do, you know, Raw Dog Food Company has the Adore Bees products, which is a good company. I would, you know, the probiotics are not going to just magically replenish everything that's being wiped out by the antibiotics, but it would definitely help. And the other thing is see how the dog's doing. If we have diarrhea, vomiting, we have signs of intestinal distress, then we could intervene with other things, other herbs, other things to help support the gut, help heal the gut. I probably wouldn't add in a lot of things unnecessarily because this dog already has a lot to process. Another thing would be doing some liver detox. So like I have a herbal formula I put together that has, you know, milk thistle and dandelion and turmeric, and doing some detoxing to help support the liver, which is tied in to the intestinal tract. You want to have a healthy GI tract. You do have to have a healthy liver, and you want to give the liver a boost and help it process all these medications. So I would say there's, you know, it's important to realize there's not a one size fits all solution. You always start with the nutrition, and I would say probably, you know, tons of variety, as much variety as you can, and adding in more of the trite into the diet, that's going to help, and a good probiotic supplement for starters. And then if the pet is just not doing well, is having diarrhea, not feeling well, signs of maybe intestinal pain, then we could go the route. You know, I work with Chinese herbs. There's some herbal formulas that could also help support the gut through this process.
And if Aaron were to get in touch with you, Dr. Jasek, set up a phone consultation, maybe start working with you, you could help her pet by helping her understand how this pet should be monitored during this 6 months or this year of giving antibiotics, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Because I mean, I've seen cases where, you know, something like this will be diagnosed. And this is serious. This is actually quite unusual in my experience. You don't see this type of infection too often, but they are serious and they're very painful. And so we want to make sure the pet is treated appropriately. But I've also seen, you know, just this blanket statement, okay, your pet needs to be on antibiotics for the next 6 months, but maybe at 2 or 3 months, they're doing really well. So maybe, and we're supporting, you know, the other thing is we could be doing things to support this pet's immune system so that the pet's body can also be fighting this infection. And the nutrition is important, but we can also use other supplements. I like to add in things like mushroom blends and things like that, that could actually help the phytoplankton. That's another thing. You have the Adored Bees phytoplankton product. Those are great at helping just give the little extra nutritional boost to help build up the immune system so we could support the body. And if we are doing that, so something just to keep in mind is that these recommendations from conventional medicine where they say, okay, dogs need to be on antibiotics for 6 months for an infection like this to clear up, those recommendations are going to be based on your average kibble fed dog, not a raw fed dog, and not a dog that where we are supporting the immune system. So if we're taking those additional steps along with supporting the microbiome, there's a very good chance that this dog could heal much quicker than your average kibble fed dog that, you know, where nothing's being done to help support the healing ability of the body. They're just relying on the antibiotics to do the job.
Well, and the way that this email was written from the pet parent, it does say this, which lends me to say you need to be working with somebody like Dr. Judy Jasek, because it says that the neurologist said after x-rays and an MRI that she had discospondylitis in two different areas of her vertebrae, and only one area tested positive for Brucella or brucellosis. And then she goes on to say a bacterial or fungal infection is in the vertebrae disc. So it doesn't appear to me that they've ever distinguished mm-hmm. whether it is bacteria or fungal.
Mm-hmm.
This is another really important point.
Mm-hmm. And then the other, my other question there too, is did they, so if they don't, if they haven't determined that, they probably also haven't done a culture, because that's another thing that's important, is to find out, okay, if we do have bacteria, what bacteria is growing in there and what is the appropriate antibiotics? So if we are using antibiotics, we are sure to be using the an appropriate antibiotic to kill that particular microorganism, not just throwing, you know, a couple of really powerful broad spectrum antibiotics at the dog and hoping that they work.
Right. Great information, Erin. We thank you so much for your email. We hope that helps you and other pet parents out there. As always, you can contact Dr. Judy Jasek at drjudyholisticvet.com. drjudyholisticvet.com. There's a place that you can sign up there. If you have any questions that you would like for Dr. Judy to answer here on the Raw Dog Food Truth, just email me at dd@rawdogfoodandcompany.co. All right, Dr. Judy, I'm going to let you go since you have patients to see, and we'll see you next week here on the Raw Dog Food Truth.
All right. Sounds great.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.